What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
How are you? Happy New Year, everybody. It is WEEI Afternoons. Christian Arkin back in the one chair. Andy Hart alongside you at 617-779-7937. We got Dan Ball and Stiz back behind the glass. The team's back together for the new year. Nice to be back.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Are you happy?
Yeah, well...
Hard to tell with you sometimes, so that's why I ask.
Hard to tell with me.
It's very much a sliding scale.
My New Year, well, my entire holiday break didn't go quite how I had planned it. It was a little bit different than the way I was expecting it to go. I will get into that in just a second. That Gerard Mayo clip that we just played was about was from yesterday in his press conference in the middle of the week. We have a lot more from that press conference. I thought he said a lot of things that definitely need to be reviewed and talked about here.
But he only laughed at the reporter's face once.
I thought that one really encapsulated everything. That insecure sort of laughing about the question, like he tried to do with Curtis. Ah, you're Googling the question. You know, you're like getting sort of high and mighty about that. The weird Steve Jobs corporate quote to like it, just all of it. It was all a very perfect, I thought, encapsulation of the media experience when Gerard Mayo speaks at these things. So we'll dive into all of that as well. The team philosophy, if Gerard Mayo goes, coaching candidates that maybe we're looking at, Patriots players who have been speaking out, the media, I think, turning on Gerard Mayo in a very real way here after this last loss to the Chargers, which I know you talked about, Andy, but I just think needs to be brought back up here as we get to the end of this season and a lot of people changing their tunes. Ah, no, it's Mayo's job. He's got it, no problem. I counted at least four beat writers all but begging the Crafts to move on and try something else. But real quick, just before we get to the meat and potatoes of all this, if you're watching on Twitch, you may notice that I look a little different. And it's not my haircut. I got my haircut recently, but it's not that. You may have seen me tweeting about this right after it happened. But on Christmas Eve, I was getting ready for a party. My wife, my son, and I were going to go down to Scituate and go to a party at our friend's house on Christmas Eve. And it was about, I don't know, 4 o'clock. George had just gotten up from his nap, and we're all getting ready to go, right? I'm done with everything. I'd finished my Christmas shopping. I got everything wrapped. I'm feeling great about myself.
Eggnog time.
It's basically, I got my moose mug. I'm ready to hit the eggnog, but I had to drive down to Scituate, so I was holding off on that at least till we got down there. And I'm getting George dressed. So I'm sitting on the bed, and I'm putting a shirt on him. And he sort of tucked his head forward to put his head through the head hole, you know, whatever, in the shirt. And I'm sitting behind him. He pops his head out, and without any warning, swings his head back at me about as hard as he can, back of his head, right into my nose. And when I tell you, the sound it made was, it sounded like someone hit a home run at Fenway Park with a wooden bat. It was a loud, very loud crack. And it echoed throughout the whole house. And I could tell right away, I was like, oh, my nose is definitely broken. Then I put my hand on it, and I realized, oh my God, blood everywhere. Like, just gushing out of my nose. It was rough. So I get up. I run to the bathroom, spraying blood like on the walls and everywhere. Oh. It was like Dexter was there.
A crime scene.
It was like a crime scene. It was. And my wife walks in the room, sees the blood. She freaks out. I'm in the bathroom trying not to pass out. I got the towel over my nose, just gushing, right? And all of a sudden, my wife sees the blood. She calls 911. And if I had gone, had a chance to maybe do this over again, I would have said, hey, don't do that. Let's just drive to the hospital because ambulance rides cost a lot. But I'm up in the bathroom. I got the towel over my nose. And all of a sudden, I hear my son downstairs going, fire truck, fire truck, fire truck. As the fire truck and the ambulance pull up. And I thought, oh, great. This is going to make this even better.
So now he knows how to get a fire truck anytime he wants.
That's true. Anytime
Beat
he wants
dad.
To see the fire truck. And by the way, I'm like terrified of him now. I'm putting him down to sleep. I have like
at a distance.
I have like a face mask on. I put like a helmet on him, like one of those guardian caps that the football players wear. I got like over his head at all
Wait,
times.
Wait, did you have the badass mask?
I did not get a mask.
Not like the Jaylen Brown?
No, I didn't get anything.
That'd be cool. I was actually hoping you'd come in with that.
I thought if you can, if you know me, like if you look at me,
it's crooked.
You can tell it's crooked.
It's absolutely crooked.
People that I go down Vinnie to the bar and see, I was like, hey, you notice anything? No one noticed anything. And then I told them the story, and they're like, oh yeah, now I see it a little bit. I had to take an ambulance on Christmas Eve. to the local hospital.
Sure,
where,
it's just a $20 copay.
Oh yeah,
fine.
Right. I'm gonna be paying for this forever.
That's a quick G right there.
I'm gonna have to homeschool George now. That's his punishment.
Now, Andy, do we believe this or does this sound a little Jay Leno-ish? Maybe Arcan got some betting trouble going on.
Rocco came to see him, paid him a visit.
He missed the over or the under over the weekend.
I like where Stiz's head is at.
I wish it was something that cool. I wish it was something better than my 2-year-old
he
son kicking my ass.
He is from the North End. You know he's got connections to those
true.
Type of people.
Good and
but
bad.
You know, those people are having a rough time these days with the betting apps.
Oh,
you know,
but there are also less of those people. I saw
that's what I mean.
The FBI is shutting down a certain unit in New England that because there's like no mob activity anymore.
Mafia's done. I mean,
yeah,
it's
they're
not
toast.
Really, they're all gone. You know?
I just it's think it's funny. Your son did what so many listeners have wanted
to do.
Maybe he owed his son money. That's what it was.
Can I say this?
Maybe he knew what he was getting for Christmas. He's like, you son of a.
I've been punched in the face before. You know, not as many times as maybe I deserve, but I've been punched in the face before.
You care to break that one down or should we just breeze past that?
You can breeze right past
okay.
it. It didn't hurt nearly as bad as this. This was, it felt like I got shot by a cannonball.
Well, that's why
it was.
A headbutt to the nose, I mean, by anybody, but that, especially if you don't see it coming and he hits it just right.
Yeah.
And your kid looks like he's got a solid head.
He was in the 98th percentile when he was born of skull size.
That's my kind of boy right there.
It's like a ball peen hammer, that thing. That the
kicked
kids
your
hit.
Ass.
And I was,
always have that.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be one of those things for the rest of our life. Christmas Eve, every single year.
He
we're
sent you to the hospital in an ambulance.
Yeah.
Plus, kind of a little lame.
What?
No offense. I'm with you. I'd rather drive, and not just for the money. I feel like if I go in an ambulance, it means I need to go in an ambulance.
Right. But once the call gets made, I couldn't do anything.
Oh, yeah, you can't
uncall it. Once the thing's in motion, there's nothing I can do. I will say this. I'm glad it happened to me and not to Cindy because if fire truck and the ambulance, everybody came over there and she's in the bathroom bleeding out of her nose
that
like that.
Shouldn't be that.
And I'm like, actually, it was the 2-year-old. They're like, yeah, sure it was, sir.
And they didn't do any of that?
They asked me. They're like, so what happened? And we told them and they believed it. I mean, that was, you know.
Because I do think in a world where we want true equality.
Right.
You got to wonder, like, that's a lot of blood. The little kid did. Oh, you were putting your shirt on.
Yeah.
Is that what happened? You fell and hit the doorknob.
Yeah, no, everything's fine.
Right.
Okay, so Andy also doesn't believe that this is how it happened.
Well, I think his wife kicked his ass.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe she found out about the gambling. Maybe we were going too crazy. Yep. Maybe she found out about the gambling.
My wife was the last New England mob leg breaker.
Yeah.
She was the last one around. I happened to marry her. I don't know why.
Maybe she used the moose mug, grabbed it out of your hand, and just beat you with the moose mug
right across the bridge of the nose. And I'll tell you what, the hospitals these days, very
just
stingy.
Just turned into Seinfeld.
They're very stingy about about giving you the good stuff now.
Oh, well,
and I was.
I don't know if you've paid attention to a lot of these lawsuits.
I've seen them all. I'm aware, and I think it's very, very bad. But I also was dying. I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
Was it busy? Was there a lot? Did you
busy,
see a lot of other Christmas Eve accidents?
I don't know if they were. I don't know what they were, but there was
there was
a lot of people there.
The one thing is, when you go by ambulance, you kind of get the express delivery, right?
Right.
You cut the line. You're not sitting out in the.
Oh, it's like TSA.
Well, no, they brought me in, but then I had to wait, you know, for a room to free up because it was packed.
Well, because they're like, it's just a broken nose,
right?
What are you getting on an ambulance for?
Yeah, that's sort of what I was thinking too. But at any rate. With all that said, there was people in that hospital that were having a worse worse Christmas Eve than I was, and my heart goes out to them, and I hope anybody listening to this, I hope your Christmas Eve went a little bit better than mine. Actual Christmas went fine, and the nose is starting to feel better. What about it?
Like, is your house clean?
Yes.
So there's no...
Nothing
did you have
on
to
the
throw
rug
stuff
the
away?
Couch,
we had to throw away
No, they
away
burned all the evidence.
Things.
Don't worry,
we had to throw away...
we went out back. You know those acorns?
Right. We had to throw away the comforter. We had to throw away 2 towels, and I think that's it.
Oh, that's not terrible.
There's still, I think there's still a drop or two on my jeans. That was basically it.
Could have washed those.
I mean, I could have, but
I don't wash my.
You don't wash jeans.
You don't wash jeans. Don't
like, yeah, but look at how badass he looks now with blood all over him.
Exactly.
That's true.
You know, now it's just now I just look cool
because his 3-year-old kicked his ass.
Two-year-old.
I gave him too much credit.
It was
true. Terrible twos or whatever. So
he's a very. He had no idea that he had done anything. Just no idea whatsoever. Just sitting there like
the
everything
blood?
Was
he
fine.
Didn't freak out.
Didn't know. I don't
That's
even
what
think.
I thought,
don't even know if
yeah.
he noticed it. I'm not sure he even noticed it. Because my wife rushed them downstairs.
Fire engine.
Right afterwards. And then
maybe
he just
this
said,
is
the
only red he saw. The only red he saw was that fire engine.
He was pumped up about
it.
Can
I get a ride?
Maybe this is a sign. Get him into boxing. Start him early.
Maybe.
Kid might have a gift.
Maybe. I mean, he headbutted, so that's not kind of frowned on in boxing.
Oh, I watched that that female fight on the Tyson card. The girl headbutted like six times, and they still let her win.
That's true. That's true. It's a good
you
point.
You can get away with it if you do it, you know, accidentally enough.
Got to teach them the hands. But yeah, that's it. So that was what my Christmas was like.
I am disappointed also that you don't sound funny.
Yeah, I was a little worried about that. I asked them about
Rudolph.
It. I was like, what about my sinuses? So
what's
they
wrong
were worried.
With my nose?
They were worried about the orbital bone, right? You know, like in my vision. Yeah, this. Oh. They were like, well,
you
if that's
eyes?
Damaged. No.
Oh.
They said it was 50-50. I was going to have black eyes, and I didn't. Huh. So, yeah, the orbital bone was okay. Vision was okay. Very fractured, but not in a way that restricted breathing or anything like that. So, no funny voice, unfortunately.
That's too bad.
I know. It's a shame.
I would have made fun of you.
Well, you can make fun of me plenty for all of this.
Yeah, there's still plenty of meat on that bone, Andy. Don't
there's
worry.
There's a lot of material here.
But it'll fade. But if he sounded funny, that would be a reminder.
It would be. Certainly would be. Anyways, that was my holiday break. And it was, well, just how I drew it up, you know, just like everybody thought.
You're taking a little bit of a beating. An ambulance ride for a nose pop?
Hey. Listen, wasn't exactly what I was planning, and it wasn't me who called either. You know, what am I supposed to do?
I actually have no problem with your wife calling.
Like she saw the blood. I think
I hate blood. Yeah. I think I probably would have passed out. So as soon as I saw blood everywhere,
I thought I was gonna pass. I was in the bathroom. I was like, I'm gonna pass out in here, but I didn't.
Poor kid. Both parents are passed out, and he's like, fire engine.
He's just rolling around in the
guys
blood.
Are real like, pansies.
Fire. Wow, cool. Anyway, there you go. You want to chime in on that? Now a member of the Crooked Nose Club. Look a lot more like Brad Marchand than I think I ever anticipated I would in my life.
You do have a little hockey player
do
nose
have a little
to
bit
you
of
right
the,
now. Because you're not full-fledged. I was joking. You're not full-fledged Vinny Pazienza or one of those.
No, not quite.
You just have that. Oh, yeah, that's been broken.
Who was the old priest who had the nose? What was his name? What was that guy? The cardinal? In the name of the fire. He had the crooked nose.
No idea.
Back in the 70s. What was his name? I forget. Anyway, that's who I look like.
You think I remember a cardinal from the 70s?
Well, he was a famous cardinal. I forget what his name is, though. He was a famous Boston priest. And he had a very crooked nose.
Dan Ball is furiously
Dan Ball is
going
to have to figure this
our
out.
Our research department.
As far as the searches I've done since I got here, this is one of the more bizarre ones. Yeah. But I'll see if I can find it.
All right, if
Good
you
luck.
Can find it, that'd be great. Anyways, the New England Patriots had probably a worse week than me somehow, if that's even possible. It went worse for them. Not as many broken facial bones, I would say, but certainly in the court of public opinion, the Patriots took a massive beating, even worse than the one that I took from my toddler. And here we are. The media has turned on Gerard Mayo. I wonder if the Crafts are going to follow suit. I wonder what kind of destination New England is for all of these coaches that we have on our wish list. The only one we know for sure, or I don't even know if it's for sure, but the only one we think wants to work here, according to reports, is Mike Vrabel. And I wonder if firing Gerard Mayo and his entire staff after 1 year and then going to Mike Vrabel and hoping that works out, if it doesn't, then what have you sort of set up for yourself? And I think that's where we can sort of start, and we'll go into to different directions with this in terms of who you want. And if Mayo does go, what to do after that, the team philosophy, connections to Bill Belichick, all those sorts of things. But let's go ahead and start right now. Do you think the media has turned on Gerard Mayo and that the Crafts are going to feel that pressure?
I think they will feel the pressure more of the fans turning on Gerard Mayo and the fans turning their back on the New England Patriots. And I know Dietrich Wise was not happy with it, but when I don't even know how many people were left in that stadium at the end, 10,000 people, something. I mean, it started at 30,000, they tell me, and dropped from there in an embarrassing, calamitous. We've all dubbed it a calamity because supposedly only a calamity would get Gerard Mayo fired. And right. I think most of us said, well, that seemed pretty calamitous there. That
it
game.
Was.
But I think we've talked a lot about this. The empty seats, the fans turning on it, the fan experience. I did the poll. 91% of Patriots fans want to fire Gerard Mayo. That is borderline unprecedented. 91%. In this day and age, you could ask them. I feel like you could put out a poll, is today Thursday?
Right.
And you wouldn't get 91%
is
yes.
The sky blue?
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. We just don't agree on anything in this day and age. And 91% it was over 4,400 people voted in my poll. Like a big sampling of Patriots fans.
Yeah.
If you follow me, you're probably a Patriot
91%
fan.
Of people who like you, I guess it's also it.
No, so. I think just Patriots, because I got plenty of trolls and people that bust my balls, and when I click on their True. Thing, it says, follows you. All those dinks and trolls, dinks and trolls follow me, don't like me, they like the Patriots. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of haters for me that love the Patriots. 91% want Gerard Mayo gone. That is an eye-opening number if you are Robert Kraft, Jonathan Kraft, and everything they've gone through, and the quarterback I thought had by far his worst game.
Definitely.
And made bad decisions and looked bad at times in that game.
We've been waiting for that one really great game.
Yeah.
And we also hadn't had that really bad game. I don't know if it was a really bad game, but it was his worst game.
Because he didn't have, like, usually quarterbacks that are young when they have a really bad, it's three or four picks
right.
or something.
It wasn't so bad, it's like, we got to pull him out of this but game. These, like, it wasn't that
no,
bad, but it was bad.
It was just bad decisions, yeah. And it was the opposite of my recruiting video plays.
He needs to stop pitching it backwards. Just don't just stop
don't
doing
pitch
that
it backwards.
Ever again.
Just go out of bounds if you're on the, like, if you're that far from the first down marker, you're not in the Super Bowl. This isn't John Elway where I need you to helicopter spin for a first down to win. That run was just a dumbass run, and he got dinged up because of it. And then I still go with the worst play I've seen him make in his entirety of his career, the fourth and whatever, when he just kept running backwards and got sacked closer to the goal line so that the Chargers could have an easier field goal when they took over at, like, the 20-yard line. That was as dumb a play as you'll ever see. So the regression of the quarterback, the upset fans, the forget the game. I also will lump in, so a coach's decision somehow made Gerard Mayo tell us that Ramondre Stevenson wouldn't start, and then some coach's decision got in the way and Ramondre Stevenson started. I still don't have any idea what happened.
No one knows, huh?
I have not heard rumblings.
I meant to ask you about this before we came on the air here, but I was really, really hoping that at some point someone from there, one of your buddies in the building, would have been like, so yeah, here's what happened with the Stevenson-Gibson
thing. I've heard people speculate that Gibson did something. Like, Gibson showed up late to the game, or Gibson, like...
Gibson was hanging out with Malcolm Butler.
But I haven't heard anything that I would put out there other than... I just want to clarify, that was pure speculation.
Right.
But... something stinks there,
right? But
Gibson
played.
Right.
It's not like he didn't play.
And he got the bulk of the carries. He was a more active player in the game. So that game, I thought, had everything bad about the Patriots season in it, where you put Drake May in harm's way. You were inept execution-wise. You were inept even just game management. There's nothing easier than deciding who starts.
Mm-hmm.
It's the easiest thing in all of sports.
Yep.
You tell the guy he's going to start. The game hasn't started yet, so you can walk out there at your leisure, and you start. How you screw up the starting lineup, that's unprecedented.
So they told the radio broadcast, right? Yep. The local radio broadcast. And I heard Ross Tucker talking about it, too, on the
TV
broadcast.
They told them. Multiple people, he said.
So they told all the broadcast groups, yeah, okay, this is who we're... And by the way, whether they start Ramondre Stevenson or Antonio Gibson in a game at the end of the season really doesn't make a difference in the grand scheme of things.
No.
But it points to how just... insanely out of sync this entire operation is.
I don't care who started the game.
It doesn't make a difference at all who started.
I care
that
you
they can't express it.
Right.
Yes.
You couldn't start the guy that you wanted to start, didn't want to start. Like, somehow you screwed up the starting lineup. Like, I don't know how you do that. And there's no punishment, I guess, or there was a punishment. Maybe you punished a second guy for an offense that was bigger than the offense of fumbling the football, although when you have the football in your hands, you have the fate of the entire organization in your hand. It was a debacle. That day was a debacle from radio interview, actually, from production meetings straight on through the end of the game, including the fans not showing up and the fans showing their displeasure for their head coach. So he became much more fireable this week.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm just looking at myself on the you can definitely see.
Oh, yeah. You got a broken nose.
It's very noticeable.
And are you talking about Cardinal Cushing, according to the text line?
Yes, Cardinal Cushing. Thank you. That's who
it was. Related to Brian Cushing.
I doubt it. Yeah. But yeah, Cardinal Cushing, who died like before I was born, but I used to just know about him and, you know, all the... thank you very much for zooming in there, Brian. Appreciate that, by the way. But yeah, he was this old priest, and he had a very crooked nose, and he used to do, you know, in the name of the Father. He was a very, very well-known figure in the Catholic Church. Anyway, 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We got a big show today. Tommy Curran joining the show at 3:30. Which we're certainly looking forward to. Maybe he knows what happened with the Antonio Gibson, Ramondre Stevenson thing. We'll ask him about that. We got a little Celtics update for you, a Bruins update as well, but it's going to be heavy on the Patriots here as we have a lot to get to, a lot that we missed out on over the course of the week and the last 2 days here with all the college football. We have some college football takes to get to as well. But first, here's Dan Ball to get you caught up on what's trending.